At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A former Richardson mayor and a developer she married have been indicted in a public corruption case alleging fraud and bribery while she was in office. Prosecutors say Laura Jordan, known as Laura Maska while she was mayor, and developer Mark Jordan made initial court appearances today in Plano. The seven-count federal indictment charges both with wire fraud and conspiracy, plus bribery concerning programs receiving federal funds. The indictment says Mark Jordan paid his future wife while she was mayor from 2013 through 2015 about $58,000, plus travel costs and other benefits. That was in exchange for her support for zoning changes, leading to hundreds of new apartments in Richardson. Texas is joining five other states in a lawsuit against the maker of the opioid OxyContin. The suit alleges Purdue Pharma misrepresented the risks of opioid addiction while selling its pills. In 2016, more than 1,300 Texans died from opioids. Marissa Evans is a reporter with the Texas Tribune. She told Texas Standard the state is starting to recognize that opioids are a growing problem.
In Texas, we've kind of missed it. And I think people are oftentimes surprised to hear that considering we're such a big state. The thing is, people are still worried that it could happen or we become a West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio type of storyline just because of how many people are maybe suffering in silence with their addiction.
Purdue denies the claims of deceptive trade practices made by Texas and other states. A company spokesman says the lawsuits followed months of negotiations with state officials to address the opioid crisis. More than 110,000 Americans are waiting for an organ donation. What if instead of waiting for a donor, though, you could just have a new organ created by a 3D printer? Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with Zach Wienersmith about making this breakthrough a reality.
One of our favorite people in the world is a friend of ours named Dr. Jordan Miller. He's at Rice University. His thing is he prints veins. And the way he does it is he has what's called a sacrificial substance made of sugar and a couple other things, but mostly it's sugar. And you print it in the shape of veins using a sintering method. It's a little different from what you conventionally think of as a 3D printer, but it's about the same idea. And you print up these veins and then you spray them with vein cells and they form into veins, and they actually even bud off little capillaries, like they behave like veins in a body to an extent. Yeah, it's crazy, right? And then the reason you use sugar, a sugar-based substance, is that you sacrifice it. You just wash it out later, and you're left with these veins, which is really important because you might have this idea that if you want – I probably haven't thought about this, but if you want to 3D print a liver, you can't just – you know, spew out liver cells, because a liver actually has this internal highway of veins that grow ever finer to deliver nutrients and remove waste. And so your liver can only diffuse nutrients, just uptake nutrients over about a millimeter, which means if you have a liver with no blood vessels, everything but the outer millimeter will die very quickly. So he's working on veins to solve that problem.
Zach Wienersmith is a co-author of Soonish, 10 Emerging Technologies That'll Improve and or Ruin Everything. This episode of Think airs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. The 32nd Congressional District in Texas is on the radar for national Democrats. They think a Democrat can beat the longtime incumbent, Republican Pete Sessions, but they still don't have a candidate for the district, which includes a large chunk of North Dallas and suburbs like Garland and Richardson. Following the March primary, two Democratic hopefuls are facing off in Tuesday's runoff election. Early voting is underway. The winner will face Sessions in the fall. KERA's Christopher Connolly sat down with Eric Austin for a preview.
Seven Democrats were in the running for the 32nd District, and two made it to the runoff. Colin Allred with 39% of the vote, and Lillian Salerno with 18%. So who are they?
Colin Allred is a civil rights lawyer who worked for the Department of Housing and Urban Development under then-Secretary Julian Castro. Before that, Allred was a hometown football star who went on to play in the NFL. Lillian Salerno spent 5 years working on rural business issues in the Department of Agriculture. She's also a lawyer and a small business owner. She's 57, Allred is 35, and she posits herself as the more experienced candidate. Both of them touch on their life stories when they're out campaigning. Salerno is a single mom and granddaughter of Italian immigrants, and Allred is African-American, the son of a single mom who was a public school teacher.
Now, Democrats across the country are working to hone a message that will win them seats in Congress this fall. How are Allred and Salerno pitching themselves to voters here in North Texas?
Both of them are running on pretty standard middle-class concerns like healthcare and education. On other issues, though, they both strike similarly progressive positions. Both say abortion rights are under assault and need to be defended. They both want strong environmental protections and support renewable energy. at a packed debate put on by the nonpartisan Dallas Democratic Forum, both candidates railed against Donald Trump's immigration crackdown and called for immigration reforms. Here's Colin Allred.
Listen, I grew up here. I went to school with a lot of kids who were undocumented or whose parents were undocumented. We must have comprehensive immigration reform. These folks are working in our businesses. They are part of our economy. They are paying taxes in some ways. We need to bring them out of the shadows and give them an opportunity to become part of our country.
They're also both frustrated that Congress has failed to pass protections for so-called dreamers. Those are the people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as kids and grew up here. This is Lillian Salerno.
I'm a mother of two Mexican adopted kids. I will protect the immigrants as if they were my own children. They better not get between me and my children, and they better not get between me and this DREAM Act. We've got to pass it now.
So really, when it comes to the issues, there's not a lot of difference. Where they did spar a lot is over who the best candidate is to beat Pete Sessions this fall.
And Pete Sessions is a formidable foe. He's a longtime incumbent and a strong campaigner. He's well-connected and well-financed, and he has a powerful leadership post in the House. So what do Salerno and Allred say about taking him on?
Well, Salerno says the key to flipping the district is Republican crossover voters. She says she'll appeal to Republican women especially, and she stresses her business background as well.
I've had a lifetime of working. I've had a lifetime of making a payroll. I've had a lifetime of being a mother, being a daughter, and knowing what people in this district face. And I believe that Republicans and independents are going to come out to me because they're in my campaign today, and we have to get so many of them out in order for us to win.
Allred also says he's appealing to Republicans, but he pointed to another strategy to beat Sessions, which is boosting Democratic turnout. The number of Democratic voters tends to drop significantly in midterm election years like this one. And in Texas, there's just a lot of people who can vote but don't. So Allred thinks he'll get the base excited enough to show up and make a difference.
We have to grow the pie and get more people involved. And that does mean having a candidate and having a campaign that can take a message that people can see something of themselves in that candidate and get them to come out to vote. That's what we've been doing.
This race has garnered national attention from the beginning. It's one of three Texas congressional districts represented by a Republican where the district voted for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump back in 2016. And national Democrats think they can turn District 32 blue this fall. So who are they supporting?
Most of the backing for national Democrats seems to be going to Colin Allred. He has far outraised her and got twice as many votes as she did in March. After the primary, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee included him in their Red to Blue program, which helps candidates with fundraising and organizational support. But Lillian Salerno has an endorsement from Emily's List, which backs progressive women running for office. So, listen, whoever wins the Democratic runoff, I think this will remain a battleground district of national interest.
KERA's Christopher Connolly covers politics. Chris, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
Early voting for the primary runoff elections runs through Friday, and Election Day is Tuesday. Learn more about the candidates, the races, and the issues, and what you need in order to vote. We have a voter's guide at keranews.org. And coming up tomorrow morning, North Texas residents will have a chance to have their home movies digitized and contribute to the state's archives. Our big screen team talks about how the event will help preserve the region's history. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. For the evening, partly cloudy skies. It's a chance for storms tonight with a low around 72. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with high around 93. At 6:30, this is KERA News.